Done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left to not follow them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold. Like we win in the head, yeah, we win in the head.
See, we win in the head, yeah. What's going on, man? 494 here on MTMV Sports. What's going on with y'all, man? We here today. How y'all feeling over there, man? Talk to me.
It's a glorious day, man, in the world of sports right now. Some people had to come to face with the reality, and they didn't really like it, man. Shout out to those guys, you know, that blocked me on Facebook. My work is done, you know, but I'm still with all of the smoke. Even if LeBron loses tonight, I'm not going to hide, and I'm definitely not going to block nobody.
There you go. I like it. Stay 10 toes, you know what I mean?
Always.
Woodrow, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I ain't got no time for this week, man. My body tired. I made some mistakes this weekend that I don't ever need to make again. I'm still recovering. Julius is on Facebook with the worst vendettas I've ever seen in life.
Exactly. What's happening today, man?
I'm out here singing Tony, Tony, Tony to the Jones, avoiding gummy bears, and drinking a lot of water.
I like it. I like it.
He didn't avoid him.
How you feeling, Cece?
I'm feeling great. Happy Monday. We here. We live. Lit. Now I'm ready to talk about these basketball games.
We just got so much to. I just look at it. People talking already, man. I can't even catch up. Why they come? Why they be coming for you, bro?
What do you say?
Why they be coming for you?
Listen, no, we're winning this game. We got this.
Hey, man.
I tell you, but tell me this, and we're going to jump right into it'll be full swing in the NBA, because like, obviously this is what's happening right now in the basketball world. Do the Lakers win tonight?
Yes.
Man. Yes? Do you still have it? Like, yes?
Thank you.
He playing, ain't
he? Nah, he's saying out.
I thought he was ruled out.
Jamal Murray's out?
Nah,
that's what I heard earlier.
I saw earlier, like he's questionable for this.
Yeah, he's still questionable. He
ain't saying.
All I'm saying is, if Murray is out, it just feels like I ain't never been this guy, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't want bro to be out, man.
Because Murray was out.
It's 10 years. We still hear about Draymond suspension. I need Murray to play.
I ain't gonna lie.
The Draymond suspension is a real conversation that we do not need to have, bro, because it's going to get lit. But the thing about Jamal being out, if Jamal out and y'all lose, y'all got to blow that team up, bro.
We got to blow the team up anyway. What do you mean?
Cherry Champion said she said somebody told her today, a source close to her, that this was LeBron's last game in the purple and gold.
To be honest with you, God bless, man.
I wouldn't be mad at that, bro. LeBron people ain't appreciative of what LeBron did, man.
So for the LeBron people out there, I mean, I'm not.
Hey, hold up. Hey, before we get into this, why the producer use that picture, bro? Why are we here, dog?
Because he's out. He got swept. I mean, this is a perfect picture.
Y'all childish.
But you wanna, you know why I'm not childish? Because let it have been LeBron.
That's a fact, though.
So, with all due respect, and I ain't gonna get into it.
With all due
respect, whole thing about only LeBron catch these strays, folks been giving KD strays, and he won championships. They've been giving him strays about championships. Like, I don't think...
because if you can't beat him, you drain him. Exactly. He deserves strays for that.
So do we say the same thing about Deion? Because we don't. Deion did the same thing. We'll say that about Deion.
I mean, we know that basketball discourse is different than football discourse. We know that.
But I just
people don't love Tom Brady. You know, they hate LeBron. They did the same thing. But yeah,
I love Bron and I love Tom. So
I just don't understand. If I'm with Brenda's got the baby down the street and Nia Long say, come be with me, and I go be with her, y'all gonna criticize me for it? I don't care. I upgraded. Hey,
hold on, let me ask you a question personally. No.
Upgrade. My guy.
Well, this is my thing. So even if that's true, right? They say this is his last year in the purple and gold. The Bronny's in the draft. He's already declared for it. Now he did create a way that if he doesn't get drafted, he can still play collegiate ball. Now the question to me is, if he steps away, it's clearly for Bronny, right? And then what does that do to the draft for a team that says, well, if we draft Bronny, we get LeBron? I think it just changed. I don't like the narrative around it. But I also feel like, to speak to the narrative around if Jamal Murray misses tonight, I feel like there's a narrative, but like, I don't know. Like, I didn't see anything that happened in game four that said he should be out. Am I missing something?
He was limping a little bit, in his calf or something like that. He heard it. But I don't think he's going to miss. They're going to have him ready to play. He might have his
minutes limited. Yeah, but he better play. Even if he's gunning like he have been, it's fine. Just get in the game.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something. If y'all lose with Jamal Murray out, just the pitchforks are coming.
Time out, bro. Why? They still got
because
players.
Because you have to understand people are looking for a reason. Number one, because of things that AD has said. Sure. The narrative also. LeBron catches strays just because of the situation. To Miles's point, I don't think LeBron steps back from the Lakers and it's solely because of Bronny. I think it's because of the way that this season has transpired and his body language was telling. I've never seen LeBron react to the coaching staff like that before. And it's because they come off as incompetent. So if he leaves, he leaves. And the question was, will he lose fans? No, because truth be told, Laker fans just adopted LeBron. They didn't really want LeBron in LA. If he loses, it doesn't change. His fan base is going to go where he's going to go, and he's going to continue.
We sure are.
So that, I don't think that matter. But LA originally didn't want LeBron there. They
sure
still
did.
Don't really consider him a Laker.
Nope.
Which is stupid.
I agree with you, Drew. But you know what? That's why I correct everyone when they say you're a Laker fan. No, I'm a LeBron James.
That's a story franchise, though. Like,
see it for that perspective.
You got people guarding and protecting Reeves more than they do LeBron James, which is ridiculous to me.
I don't know about all that.
Yes, they do. That's why we didn't trade.
You telling the truth, yo.
Come on, bro.
What?
You telling the truth.
They
really was out here talking about, it was on Twitter talking about they need to let Bron go and build around Reeves and AD.
You don't remember that last year? How do you bring LeBron James back when Reeves is playing so awesome?
Yes, Drew was heated.
That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Bro, I don't know if I want to do people's court, bro. I'm not dealing with this, man. I'm not, bro.
You might have to, my boy. Let's get to the rest of these playoffs, man. I think we're going to save the KD and the Suns conversation for later on in the show. Just make sure you guys stay tuned, because I think it's going to be a very good one. Matter of fact, I can almost guarantee you it's going to be very good. So make sure you stay tuned to have that KD getting swept conversation. Talk to me about the rest of the playoffs. What are you seeing? Talk to me, Will. This is top of mind. Just talk to me about the Sixers, bro.
We don't want it. We made the mistake. If y'all remember when we did the Buddy Hield trade, I said I didn't like the trade. I said we was getting rid of the dogs that we was going to need in the playoffs. And right now it's showing. If you honestly look at Embiid is not the problem. When he's literally on the court, they're plus 34. When he's off, they're minus 38. He went 0-for-5 in the fourth quarter because he literally played the first three quarters, because every time he went out, they were playing from behind. You're not getting production from Tobias and his $180 million. I can't defend him no more. Send Big Dog to Detroit. It's so cold in the D. Maxi is doing what he's doing, but I don't think it's fair to ask Maxi to be like, oh, just immediately be a superstar, don't grow into it. Like, he's in his role, but he's still giving you 23, 24 points a game. We're not playing Batum like we should. And at the end of the day, Knicks fans are super hyped. But come on, you're doing this against a guy who's still giving you 30 and 12 during the series on one leg and one eye. What are you really doing? Like, I'm not impressed by that. Like, yeah, y'all came in, y'all did all that. Then I saw what happened with the Knicks out in Philly. I heard some people call strays, but I ain't no snitch. I ain't gonna say what happened. But like, I'm not impressed by I'm impressed by Jalen Brunson. I'm not really impressed by the Knicks because the Knicks are a deep team. I expected this from them. So yeah. this is nothing. I was happy we got to the playoffs.
I feel that.
25 and 10. Hey, if we keep it a buck and you can go back and look, those stood up because before the trade deadline, Boy was averaging 22 and 10 on 56% shooting. So don't come for me, Jesse. Stay where you at, big dog.
Nah, bro. He ain't averaging that against nobody. Especially dog,
before the trade deadline, when we still had Morris and we had Pat Bev, Tobias was actually still playing at a good level. But when they got traded and Tobias had to go back to playing power forward and actually doing some work.
Hey, bro, show up. Folks keeping receipts, man.
I mean, we love that. That means they're tuned in.
I love it. Folks keeping receipts, but
the next one, man.
Tell them to tell us about their favorite team. That's what I want to know.
Hey, that's how I be feeling.
That's what I want to know.
Nobody never want to talk about that.
Because keeping it a buck, y'all laugh. We really do this. Like, let me know about your favorite team, and I bet y'all pick them apart.
I'm with you, bro, because sometimes they just like to focus on one person. It'd be people that don't even have a team.
I got the pollen out my nose. It's smoke season. Let me know what you want. See, Miles out here starting stuff. He don't want to finish it. Then he want to move on to the next segment.
You got to post that. You got to post that Dwayne comment. He was keeping receipts, man.
What'd he say?
No, go do the one about Kawhi.
Man, he said that because he was on his fantasy team. Be quiet, Peanut.
Oh my God, no, bit now.
Exactly.
Giving Kawhi what a game. Hey, you had that conversation.
Wait.
Listen, Kawhi's on one leg and don't even play. Tobias will still give Kawhi business down in the block, so you can say what you want to say. Tell old boy to show me his team. Hey, I want to know who his team is.
He's the Lakers. He started on his business, man. He said,
"Oh, his team is the Lakers."
Yeah.
So you a victim already? I'm not gonna go at you. Your coach is Darvin Ham. Relax,
man. He's terrible.
I bet you he probably got a Ruchi Hoochie Mama jersey.
Nah, man. He a legit.
Why is that? Hey, man. Don't disrespect that man like that, bro. I don't even do that. Nah. Hey, tell me about Thunder and the Pelicans, man.
Oh, they gave up, man. Ain't no fight left.
At all.
What can they really do, bro? CJ McCollum too busy worrying about what rule he gonna pass that, you know, don't benefit any of the players this summer. And Zion hurt. Brandon Ingram kind of non-existent.
So Thunder, that's a sweep?
Sweet.
I think CJ McCollum only in the league so he can ruin super teams in the salary cap.
And to promote his wine.
Fact. Don't forget the wine. Give me Clippers and Mavericks.
Oh, that series is amazing.
I'm loving it so far.
Hey, if Kawhi don't play, I got the Clippers.
It's the best series so far.
Wow,
does not play no more, I got the Clippers.
I feel like they play so much more free and they enjoy the game when he's not on the basketball court. And I love Kawhi Leonard, but I just feel like that team just even James Harden,
solid.
Even Paul George, they just play so free and just it's different when Kawhi is on the court. So to
if
me,
they, if they lose, you get serious, you're getting traded.
You get hyped up about James Harden if you want to.
Let a game seven
or a strip club come across. That man gonna give you 2 points on two.
Listen, I want the Mavs to win the series. I'm just speaking from what I see.
The Mavs are a big man away from being a top three team in the West.
If the Mavs win, who's getting traded from the Clippers?
Kawhi. I don't think anybody getting traded. I think PG leaving. Oh. He comes to the Sixers.
No, he's gonna stay in LA.
But he unrestricted, bro. He unrestricted. He ain't got a contract yet.
This is very true.
If you don't think Morey finna throw that money at him?
Yeah,
Morey trying to save his job, bro. Because if he mess up again, he up out of there.
He ain't lying. All right, move over to the East. Celtics gonna Heat.
Celtics gonna win that series. I don't know why they should be in an elimination game right now, but they let one get away. They blowing them out right now. So if Jimmy Butler not playing, right, he out for the full series.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Oh, it just, I feel like it's just, we're not getting a full series, even with like Dame and Giannis being out. We're just not getting a series in basketball.
Yeah,
it speaks to Spoelstra's greatness, man, because Spoelstra be taking SpaghettiOs and turning into a full course meal.
SpaghettiOs.
I agree, bro. It would be interesting.
Y'all very interesting. One more person,
bro. Let Tobias go and get, like, I thought y'all were going to get Siakam earlier this season.
There's still the chance. My thing is this. We had a good thing. We had an incredible bench. I know people don't like Pat Bev and Morris, but that bench – was a lot better than what we had. We sacrificed a lot for Buddy Hill. Buddy Hill's a great shooter, but he doesn't do much else.
Yep.
He don't stretch.
He's not fitting in.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things, man, where we had those dogs and they let go. And people keep bringing up Embiid, bro. Like, this man is playing on one foot with Bell's palsy. You know, somebody crying, but he out here giving 30 and 10 playing like Charles Oakley. Like, what do you want? You don't know what you want. But I bet you if you had a chance to have him on your team, you'd be out here jocking. But instead, you out here wearing Rui Hachimura jerseys, and you wearing your Asics. Like, keep it away.
Hey, boys, Porzingis hurt, man. There you go. Porzingis got hurt, bro.
Yo, Porzingis got hurt.
Yeah, his ankle. He was already questionable for the game, and then he.
I just want to see.
Tweaked it again.
Hey, stop letting people put my nicknames up here, man.
This is what the playoffs about, though. You know what I mean? Move Cavs and the Magic, bro. What are we
Cavs doing?
Orlando Magic. Orlando.
Yo, what? Like, what? I'm trying to come. Like,
I told y'all. Hey, I told y'all what the Magic was coming to do.
Hey, the Cavs night and day when they at home and away, boy.
Hey, Donovan up out of there, man.
You think so?
Donovan up out of there, bro.
He's gone.
Garland might be too. Shoot.
Man, I was watching the game with my mom, and she was just like, who's this young team? Who's that? Who's that Banchero guy? I'm like.
They're solid.
Yo, they Wagner Twins was balling, too.
When they play that song.
They're a solid piece away, bro.
That song hit, bro.
It's 2-2, right?
Yeah, 2-2.
Nobody talking about that series, man.
That's what they were saying. They was like, yo, nobody's talking about it. But it's because I think every game's been a blow. Is it 2-2? I thought it was 2-1.
I think 2-2.
Magic won the last game.
That boy Franz went for what? 40 the other day?
Yeah. Monster.
If they get a point guard, if they get somebody in point, free agency.
Good point, Mr. G.
They're going to be crazy.
Oh, Magic.
Magic. Yeah. If the Magic gets somebody in free agency, bro.
Like who, though?
Man, they could get Klay Thompson.
As a shooting guard, so who would move out of that starting lineup?
You would probably just move.
Cause Suggs start with Banchero.
You would probably end up moving Suggs to the bench.
Because
he would play with the second unit with the other Wagner. So like they're deep, man.
PG, Donovan. If you go at the right player,
if they can get, I personally think if they can get like Jared Allen at center, with the rebounding and the defense.
Wait,
Jonathan Isaac, bro.
The Magic.
Yeah, if they can get Jared Allen at defense, because the defense is really good. They just need an anchor, and I think Jared Allen would fit there because you see what he did with the Cavs when he actually got playing time, man.
When he wants to play.
I guess like when he went and combed his afro, they was putting him on the bench.
I just feel like when he wants to play, that's when he, you know, I guess that's everybody when they want to play basketball to being on a team that necessarily you don't want to be a part of.
Yes,
he is an anchor on defense, but I don't know if they're going to keep him because of his injuries and all that stuff. Like, it depends on ownership.
He's been on a heavy minute restriction all season.
Calling on the Bucks.
It's over.
Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up. Listen.
All
right. They weren't what they thought we were. Hold on. Doc Rivers came in.
They hurt, bro.
Bro, I don't want to hear that, bro. Man,
you got to hear
that. They were hurt the minute they signed Doc Rivers, bro. This man took a team that had 30 wins halfway through the season and had a losing record. It's Doc Rivers. I don't care who you put on the team. You can put Casper the Friendly Ghost on the team. Doc is going to figure out how to not make adjustments and get that team blown out with Casper going for 60. Doc Rivers. All right,
give it to me. We'll make it quick. Thunder Pelicans.
Thunder.
Clippers Mavs.
Mavs.
Timberwolves already knocked them out, swept them. Nuggets, Lakers.
Nuggets.
He took a deep breath. Celtics Heat, man.
Celtics.
Cavs Magic.
Magic.
I'm going to keep hold with the Cavs, man.
All right. Bucks, Pacers.
Pacers.
All right. Knicks 76ers.
I'm going down with the ship. Sixers and seven.
I'm like, I didn't answer my Lincoln question.
3-1 hard, but I mean, they play right. They can do it.
It can happen.
It can happen.
Definitely can happen.
I ain't expecting it, but I just want to put it on there in case it does happen and we got the time stamp. So,
no, I feel it. Well, let's get into it, man. We already know the NBA playoffs are popping off. It continues tonight as well as, you know, the coming weeks. We're talking about this team. Lakers could try to, they almost get closed out tonight.
Yo.
Boston and Miami playing now. Mm-hmm. They getting blown out. So we're gonna see what it is. But keep watching, keep playing. You already know what it is. Let's get to this next topic, man. This wonderful young lady. I mean, just gave 16 years of just great basketball. Has decided to retire. See, tell me what her name is.
Candace Parker, aka CP3.
Absolute monster, man. Has done everything from the moment she came in. We talked about this in Candace Parker actually retiring. Now, she played her last year, got another ring with the Las Vegas Aces. And I mean, did we expect it though? Tell me where your expectation was when you heard.
I was blown away. I did not expect that. I thought, you know, the foot was right. She was going to come back this last, you know, really try to at least play, you know, in the championship. But no, I was not expecting to see. But I respect her because she says she don't want to cheat the game. So, and she definitely left her impact on and off the court. I've seen so many people say that they went to Tennessee because of her, to follow in her footsteps. And the love that she continuously shows Pat and her legacy, that's something I admire. So she definitely will be missed.
I'm gonna come to Will and Drew, man. I tell me what Candace Parker Penn has meant to the game and her decision to retire after 16 years. But I also want to run off what young lady has accomplished, man. 16 years, 7-time All-Star, 2-time Finals MVP, 3 rings with 3 different teams: the Sparks, the Sky, and the Las Vegas Aces. Defensive Player of the Year in 2020. Won MVP, only player to do this, won MVP and Rookie of the Year in the same season, gold medals in 08 and 2012. What has she really meant to the game, and not just the WNBA, but just basketball as a whole? Will, talk to me.
When I think about her, I think about WNBA GOAT. I know everybody has their favorites, but for me, it's her, Maya Moore, Cheryl Swoops, and Cynthia Cooper. So for me, it's like the impact that she left on the game. She was essentially a big guard. She came in and she did everything. Like you said, you know, you think about stuff. She's been Defensive Player of the Year. She's got like 4 rushing cups, I think. Like, that's an incredible career. And then she did it at a time when the league was still adjusting. I hate the fact that she didn't get to reap the benefits of what the league is now. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, there's not a lot of people you can say on every championship team they were part of in a 16-year career, made an impact. even before she got hurt with the Aces, she was making an impact. So for her to go out on top and to be who she wants to be, signature shoe. I don't always agree with her NBA takes because they'd be wild, but she's incredible for the game, incredible as an ambassador. And when I think of her, I don't just think of her as a WNBA goal. I think of her as a basketball goal. Like, facts. She's top tier.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Drew, talk to me, man. What is that? What does that mean to you? What is Candace and what she's put on paper? Obviously, we've seen it. But just the skill, the consistency, 16 years of just – I mean, I don't feel like there was a time where, like, we were like, oh, she ain't got it. You know what I mean? Like, speak to that.
No, bro. I knew she always had it. To be honest with you, she the first women's basketball player that I actually like sat down and watched the games, like went out of my way to go watch. And then Maya Moore followed. But I think her career was pretty remarkable. Like Will said, she was a big guard. She led the league in assists too before, man. I thought that was one of the craziest things when I was just looking at her resume. Like, you that big, you led the league in assists too. A champion, bro. And she's up there with some of the greatest names in basketball, period. Like, she in those types of conversations. And I feel like we all lucky to have been able to watch her, man. And I wanted to see her play one more. I don't know, maybe because I think she tweeted something out a few months ago saying how ready she was for the season. But I know she just, you know, life came at her. She had some kids or whatever. So she might have been rethinking, like, all right, man, let me focus in on something else. So,
yeah.
Congrats to her, man. I appreciate the memories.
Thank you for everything you have done.
For sure. You already know it, man. Shout out to K, to CP3, the big CP3. You know what I mean? Shout out to what you got going on, what you gave to the game, what you did for basketball, and what you're still giving to basketball, even after the fact.
She said she wants to own a WNBA and an NBA team. I know that's right.
Hey, lofty dreams. You got to go get it, man. You know what I mean? So appreciate that. Much love, much love and respect from the 494 team here, as well as MTMV Sports, man. We're going to get right back to it. We're going to talk about these NBA awards, and we're going to get into NBA People's Court. The question is,
don't even know what that is.
KD, is he overrated? These are really good questions we're going to have to ask. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back on the commercial break. You know it.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle.
You already know it, man. Shout out to the big bro, Ozell Brand, OzellBrand.com. Check it out. We got it in Wally World. We got it online. Got cleats, got shoes. Whatever you need, you can go check them out, man. Shout out to the big bro. Always supporting the MTV Sports as well as the 494 podcast. Man, absolutely love it. Let's get through this, man. And, you know, we talk about this in the chat, talk about this in the messages. I mean, are we all in agreement of what awards have come out so far, right?
No.
Okay. Will's like, yes. All right, Jude, tell me about this. Tell me the one award, and then see, I'm going to come to you. The one award you don't agree with and you think somebody else should have got. Let's start there.
But what they gave most improved to Tyrese Maxey. I was borderline with that, man. And I was listening to some people give the statistics, and they said that Kobe White is the first person to not win after having that type of point differential in the following season. Mm. I get it that they gave it to him because I think the NBA adds in team accomplishments to individual awards, and they've been doing it for some time now, unless they like the person and then they want to throw it to give the MVP to a six seed. You know, I thought that was weird. What was the other award that they gave out? Sixth Man of the Year. I thought Malik Monk should have got
yes.
I thought Malik Monk should have got Sixth Man of the Year, but Nas Reed hooping, man. He been hooping. He definitely stepped up with Cat gone. So that's no knock on him. I just thought that Monk was more part of the Kings offense and more vital to their offense as well.
All right, so I just got see. Okay, I gotta ask this question because I really feel do they take into effect when you think of Cuts Player of the Year? Do they take into effect of what the team success?
I thought it didn't have to do with any type of team success, but clearly we can see these awards are just.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't agree with that one either.
Yeah. Talk to me. And I'm gonna come right back.
Hey, who won that award?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, but it should have been DeMar DeRozan.
According to the numbers, it should have been DeMar DeRozan, but because his team was, you know,
I'm not sure. I don't know how I agree or can sit with somebody being named Clutch Player of the Year if you didn't make the playoffs. Like, I wouldn't put it on nobody on the Lakers.
But isn't it a regular season award? Why does it go into the playoffs matter? That's my thing. Like, that's how I feel about, like, Malik Monk.
Right?
Your record, of course, is going to matter because that's going to come down to tiebreakers. But I think they more or less gave it to Steph because of Steph's big moments more than anything. I don't think it was a knock on DeMar. I just think when you do think about clutch moments, you think about the stuff that Steph does on a night in and night basis. DeMar might make a clutch shot, but you might get like three quarters of Steph going absolutely crazy, and that's clutch. So I could see it, but I still thought that was DeMar's award.
Yeah.
He didn't make the playoffs neither.
No. So
Will, you laughing? I'm trying to rationalize why we're giving Clutch Player of the Year. We shouldn't even be an award to people
I get what you're saying because it says clutch player. How are you really clutch if you're not even in the postseason? You feel me?
That's my question.
I see it as what their stats look like in the clutch for the season. Like a culmination of, I remember when Steph Curry hit the three on, was that the Lakers? It was the Suns, actually. He had one on the Suns. Yeah. I think he had one on the Lakers.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Facts, Malcolm.
This is my thing. I would just assume as a basketball analyst that you would look at clutch plays as contributing to wins.
But if they say it's a regular season award, I guess that you only look at the regular season.
I'm looking at the regular season. That's the issue.
Being honest, it's a stupid award.
Okay.
Nas
Reed rightfully won Sixth Man of the Year. Y'all not taking into account everything he did in the offensive and defensive side. Yes, Malik Monk gave you those points. But you look at how the Kings faltered toward the end of the season when he was still in the game. Nas Reed was coming in and shutting down the likes of Kevin Durant and other players at the end of the season and was keeping them afloat when Carl Anthony Towns was out.
Nas Reed had
a slightly bigger impact.
Okay, look, I agree with everything you're saying, but these comments that Nathan's putting up here. First in clutch 3 points, first in clutch field goals made, Steph Curry number one in clutch points. But them clutch points didn't mean nothing if you didn't make the playoffs.
The clutch
I mean
clutch. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Say that again.
If you're a clutch player and you're doing these in clutch moments, your team should be winning. Not playing.
But my thing is, the award is individual. In order to get to the postseason, you need a full team. And that didn't happen. So I think that's where the clutch comes into player. I mean, it's a stupid award, like Will said. I was like, when did this come in? I was blown away this year. Like, when was that? But I guess it's been a thing.
I just found on the 494 that two of the people on the show have a tendency to attack the light skins. And I just feel like maybe it's y'all hats. Did he just change hat mid-show? I just feel like it's y'all hats.
What are
y'all you? Demeanors? But, like, y'all got to get it together, dog. Like, they had a dynasty, bro. Nobody. They had a dynasty, bro. Like, y'all got to stop hating. And y'all be finding reasons to tell me.
Who had a dynasty?
I'm getting prepared because I already know what's going to happen in People's Court. And I already know they're going to vote against me already. So I'm going to take my shot.
Who are you talking about?
What you talking about, bro?
Right. Like,
Miles and Jew have a full vendetta against anything Golden State Warriors, bro.
Stop it
does not matter what it is. It's a full vendetta. Anybody who went against King LeBron, they be like, yo, I got smoke. Soon as they lose, I dare anybody who's friends with you right now to go check Jew's Facebook page or his Twitter page about the number of arguments. I think it's funny.
Check it. Yeah.
I think it's funny, but I'm telling you, it's got to stop.
Hey, man,
change your hats and get your lives right.
I just want to agree with you.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a weird word.
Please, but CB agreeing too. So I'm putting C out there too.
At the end of the day, that dynasty or not, they still didn't make it. They still lost, and they're not in the playoffs. And we're not talking about them.
They didn't make the playoffs, bro.
They didn't make it.
It's just hard for me to put no playoffs.
I have faith in them making it to the playoffs.
Isn't it?
You know what? I ain't letting this man off the hook. A few years ago, bro, they was telling me Steph better than LeBron. So why he don't deserve the smoke? That's what they said. When Steph won his ring in 2021, they started saying he was better than LeBron.
I'm not gonna say Steph was better than LeBron. I would never say that, but I will say there was an argument for a time period where you talked about the top two players in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And it was always LeBron and Steph. Now, I'll give you that argument, but I'm not going to say that because I know Steph don't really play defense like that. I know Steph don't do – or LeBron don't play defense like that either, but he bigger.
It
just kind of depends. But I do think it's like a lot of unwanted slander on the Warriors for that. The slander should be going to Draymond. Because Draymond beat up all y'all favorite players on purpose. Y'all still love him. So
and the front office for signing Chris Paul.
Big fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That team literally became the Washington Wizards once Bob Myers left them out.
All right, let's get to it. We're here. First time introducing inaugural NBA People's Court.
You jumped on this idea too quick because you wanted to see me on my heels and I'm with it. Bring the smoke. Here.
MPSports. That's what we're doing here. Today in the NBA's People's Court, we have Wildress for the defense. We have Jew for the prosecution. The question is KD overrated? We have to argue this point, and we have to look at it after KD has suffered another sweep. Let's not say a sweep, but another sweep.
Mm-hmm.
The team that he went to. That he left and said, I want to go and play with that player. And then in the summer, they signed another all-star. Came in with the sweep from Timberwolves.
Not yet, Wildress.
Not your turn yet. It's a court of law, okay? NBA People's Court. Understand? I want to understand this. In defense, I'm going to let you go first. Defense, you have.
I don't want to go first.
The defense never go first.
The prosecution. No. We need another jury because she's over there licking her chops and rubbing her hands together.
All right,
the jury is fixed.
For these 2 minutes, Jew, you got it. Wildress, in the respect of the court of law, you got to be quiet, all right? Hear what Jew got to say. Jew, talk to me. You got 2 minutes on the clock. Go.
To whom it may concern, Your Honor, my name is Julius Hudson, and I represent the prosecution. I will be... Wait, may I reserve a minute for rebuttal?
For sure.
Thank you. All right, moving forward, we're talking about Kevin Durant here, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. Let's be honest about that, you know. We can say that he's one of the greatest to ever play the game. Is Kevin Durant overrated? Overrated, meaning you get way more praise than you probably should. The answer is yes. Unequivocally, yes. let's take a stroll back down memory lane. Had Kevin Durant never went to the Golden State Warriors in 2017 after Draymond and Steph begged him to come. Yes, Calvin, I said begged him to come. Flew across the country and begged him to come and play with them after they just beat him. Who will we be looking at Kevin Durant as? Carmelo Anthony? Tracy McGrady, Brandon Roy. Who would we be thinking Kevin Durant is if he did not go there? Now, after that.
What just happened?
He's muted. Time's up. Next.
That was 2 minutes?
Yes.
Hey, Drew, it's the people. Hey, it's the people court, man. You wasted your 2 minutes, man. Wildish, you got 2 minutes. Talk to us, man.
When Deion Sanders went to the 49ers and then went to the Cowboys and won championships with both, we didn't call him a sellout. We didn't say anything bad about him. We said Deion was literally a hired mercenary. Kevin Durant is a two-time MVP. I'm a two-time finals MVP, a two-time champion, 14-time All-Star, one of the best offensive weapons we've seen. Now, we judging him because he went and got a better job. Now, because you decided to flip burgers for 14 years of your life when you could have went somewhere and got a better job and you didn't, that's on you. Now, when we look at the tape, yeah, he left OKC. But we know he left OKC because of Russ. When he got to a team with players who actually played the game like he wanted to, he won. Now, he stupidly left, and he went to Brooklyn. When he went to Brooklyn, he played with Fat James Harden and Kyrie sometimes Irving. That fell apart. Look at what he did against the Bucks. He almost won that.
I just want to make sure.
Cut off my 2 minutes.
I'm not cutting off.
He went to the Suns. Bradley Beal got $250 million, and he don't play defense. He barely play offense. In the playoffs, Brad averaged 16-4-3 and promised they wouldn't get swept. And what happened? Booker didn't do anything either. So we keep judging this man because he plays at a high level and his teammates don't. He won out. Sometimes I feel that way on the 494 because I got teammates who don't show up, and then I got who does show up sometimes. Okay? I'll be feeling like that too. All right, so I guess I'm Kevin Durant, a 494. Go and put me on the NBA on TNT. Court's adjourned. Thank you.
All right, man.
But you,
you got closing arguments.
Omar Roboto, he mentioned Russell Westbrook, but as I recall, 2 years ago, he didn't allow the Lakers that excuse, right? No, he didn't. Okay, he mentioned the New Jersey Nets. Kevin Durant asked for that. Them his friends that he wanted to play with, right?
40 seconds.
Okay. You said that Kevin Durant went and went for a better job. Yes, after stabbing his best friend in the back. That's the equivalent of knocking your homeboy out and then taking his girl. He was down 3. He was up 3-1 on the Warriors, bro. You it's can't go to the game. Team hold on. You just lost to.
Best friends with Ryan DeShields for 25 years. If Nia Long is his girlfriend and she say she trying to feed me and rub my belly, Ryan got to take that loss. Okay. Sometimes out here in life, you got to do what you got to do. When Russell Westbrook went to the Lakers, he was who he was. The Lakers did not adjust for that, and they accepted exactly what it was, and that's how it happened. That's the Lakers' fault. Kevin Durant wants to be better. He's already told you he doesn't want to lead. He doesn't want to do that. He just wants to play ball. When we saw Kevin Durant play ball, we saw a dynasty in the making. The dynasty is gone because of Draymond Green, not because of what Kevin Durant did, but we don't hold anything accountable. I'm not going to hold LeBron accountable for leaving teams because he wanted to, but then you don't want to hold everybody else the same way. That's what happens. That's player empowerment. We judging Kevin Durant for winning and finding ways to win when everybody else ain't up to par, friends or not. If my friends ain't up.
And there it is, the rebuttal. See, give me 30 seconds on what you see from the prosecution and the defense, and I will give my ruling.
Well, do I say who I agree with?
You could, yeah. Just say what you agree with.
Well, I am agreeing with Drew on this one because you say player empowerment and you say you are KD of the full 94, right? But the only difference between you and KD is you speak your mind. So if you wanted to have a team, right? You just wanted to play basketball. Why would you be okay with being with Bradley Beal? Seriously, why would you be okay with that? Why would you not speak up and speak your mind? And instead of going to media, instead of doing all this, say what you got to say to your bro or to your teammate right then and there. I don't get it.
You good? It's okay. No responses needed.
The owner made that choice.
No responses needed. Everybody has said their piece.
But she already knew who she was voting for before we even started. She was rubbing her hands like Birdman.
If she felt that way, it is what it is. Look, listen to me. Then what I'm going to say to you.
He had one game to win, just one.
I think this is my issue. Before I give my ruling, I'm just gonna say these few words. I do believe both of you guys missed on speaking to the two sweeps. We talked to everything he did before this, and not leading up to the two sweeps that we talked about. I think you briefly mentioned it, but I would have. In my prosecution or defense, I would have spoke more to the sweeps, especially for the prosecution, more to the sweeps than anything. The player empowerment, moving and wanting to win, going to different teams, that's great. But even in the player empowerment, even moving in those teams, you still got swept in both different locations. So that's what I'm speaking to. I mean, it is what it is. I do believe in terms of prosecution and defense, I have to rule in favor of the defense on this one, only because they were good. They were great points. And I think the points were a little bit stronger there. However, what I do want to speak to is KD left, moved, did player empowerment, and still got swept in two different locations. So this
he
is
didn't do player one. Empowerment. He did not do player empowerment.
I feel like he what he wanted to do.
But you have to speak what you want to do and what you need it to your teammates.
That's what he did. He did that in Brooklyn, and he did that with OKC. With Brooklyn, he already told them he didn't want to do a rebuild, and he didn't want to be a part of the chaos. Now, we're talking about the Suns. The issue with the Suns is they've already come out and said that the owner made the decision on Bradley Beal, and he didn't talk to anybody. How was KD going to make a decision on that when he was already there?
Man, I'll take the moral victory. It's all good.
You don't have a moral victory, and you gotta pop his hat on.
Anytime you have an issue, you speak to us, right? You don't go to my.
You was already against me before we started.
Make sure y'all keep tapping in with us, man. This is the 494 here on MTMV Sports. The good thing about NBA's People's Court is it is going to be here and is here to stay. I've enjoyed it. I think it was a great idea. I think we're gonna have more things that are gonna come leading up, especially to the summer. Free agency and all this type of stuff. I think we got a lot of things we're going to have to do. This is good. Did y'all enjoy it?
You need a new hat instead of asking for a retrial.
Retrial. Let's go.
You're wearing a hat for a team named Kirk Cousins $100 million.
Michael Penix. Hey, look, shout out to the team. Shout out to MTMV Sports. This is 494 here on MTMV Sports. Make sure y'all tune in. Every Monday, we're here talking. You want to talk basketball, this is what you do with that. Follow us everywhere, 494 Podcast, Instagram, Twitter.
I don't get to say nothing for my win.
We are hung juries.
I don't get to say nothing for my win.
All of it.
We are hung jury.
Make sure y'all tune in, man. Love y'all. Be safe. God bless. See y'all next week, man.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, C, and you just watched a show on MTMV Sports Network. And if you like what you see and you want more exciting content, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel.